Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1 and we'll read verses 20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The title of our message is The Holy Spirit. He's saying to us that every word in the Bible is the word of the Holy Spirit. That this is what we must know first. That holy men, that is the holy prophets and apostles, spoke as they were told by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke to them. And that's how we got the scriptures. That the Holy Scriptures are not the words of men. They are the words of the Holy Spirit. So when we read the Bible, we are hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. We are listening to the Spirit that spoke to Abraham. We are hearing the eternal voice of He that spoke to Moses in the burning bush. We are seeing the Spirit that spoke to all His prophets. See, that Spirit is the Holy Spirit because it's the Spirit of the Holy One. The Holy One. Do you know when He came in the days of His flesh? Even the unclean spirits, people who were possessed with the devil said, "Have you come to judge us before time? We know whom you are. You are the Holy One of God." Means He's one, He's not two. There's only one that judges, the Almighty God. He said, by His Spirit, He does the job. That is not by might, it's not by power, but by My Spirit saith the Lord. And so that's what He's saying to us, that when we come to the Word of God, we have come to that Spirit. That's why He says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is that Spirit. That means the Lord is that Holy Spirit. Who is the Lord? The Lord Jesus. He is that Holy Spirit. So for that reason, He told His disciples when He has resurrected, when He has returned to where He came from, that they should go baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because He is one. He is now that Holy Spirit that can enter us, can enter human being, who Jesus Christ, the Word, has been glorified. And then because He's been glorified, He can now enter in because He is that eternal Spirit, that one Spirit, which He says, this is the covenant He will have with us in these days. He's going to give us His Spirit. That He will give us a new heart and a new spirit. The Spirit of the Bible. And that Spirit of the Bible is the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy One. It has always been so. Ever speaking to men, He told Adam that you should take to My word. If Adam has taken to His word, then His Spirit will abide in him. It's the same thing He's saying to us, that if we take to His word, what did He say? If we continue in His word, then we will know the truth. The truth will set us free because He is that truth. We will not receive the Spirit, which is the Spirit of liberty or freedom. We will know Him. And this knowledge which we receive of Him will make us to be established. We will not be empty. Jesus says that when the unclean spirit is cast out from a man or from people, that is the spirit that is not of God, He will be moving about, looking for a place he won't find. He will return to the house where he was cast out from. When he look at the house is empty. Then he will go and get seven more demons and come to occupy that person. Why? Because the spirit has not entered, which breathed the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit comes, he is that one that cast out the unclean spirit. That one Holy Spirit want to enter into us. That's why he says, I stand at the door and knock. Who is knocking? The Holy Spirit. Therefore, 40 years he was knocking at the door of the Israelites in the wilderness, the door of their heart. He said they hardened their hearts because of unbelief. They did not believe the scriptures. But he's saying to us that these scriptures are not the words of man. It's the word of the Holy Spirit himself. And then when we open our heart, then he will come in. Who will come in? The Holy Spirit will come in. And then he will make his abode in us. He will dwell in your heart forever. Said they did not enter into his rest, means that the Israelites in the wilderness could not receive his spirit because of unbelief. They did not believe his word. Then again he said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Where is that voice? In the Holy Bible. That's why when you believe, you receive him. See what Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 12 of it, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Says that when you believe the scriptures, which is the gospel of our salvation, then we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That is the seal of approval, to prove or to confirm that you have believed his word. He said he gives the Holy Spirit, which is the promise of the Father. Jesus says, I send the promise of my Father upon you, who is speaking the word of God. That I send the promise of my Father, that the Father promised that he will give us the spirit of his word. And how can anyone receive that spirit? He said, when you believe his word, then there will be a confirmation from the Father that you have believed him by giving his spirit unto you. And then when you now receive that spirit, he said that is the inheritance, that is the purchase until the redemption. So you are sealed with a seal of approval. You are marked by the Holy Ghost for God. By that spirit he has given to you, his spirit, you are saved. That's what he's saying. And that this Holy Spirit is a gift. Except we repent and turn to him, we cannot receive that spirit. What is the repentance? To believe his word. Said repentance towards the word of God and faith in him, in Christ. Then when we will not repent, we not change our heart and believe his word, we make peace with God. And because we have made peace with God, then he says he would give us his peace. What peace? The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The peace of God himself. He said he is our peace. Who is that peace? Jesus Christ is the peace. That when we believe his word, there is now peace between you and God because you have believed his word. That's what he is asking for. That's what many have rejected. He said, Adam rejected his word, then there's no peace. When King Saul rejected his word, he had no peace. When Ahab and Jezebel brought their Baalim and worship to Israel, he cannot know peace. That's what Jehu said to the son of Ahab, "What have you got to do with peace?" The peace of God is the word of God. When you receive his word, that is everlasting peace. He said to Moses that Phinehas has my covenant of peace because he has feared my word. When he did what was right, when they were committing fornication with the Moabites, those whom God said they must not mix up with, they disobeyed his word because he said, "Don't have dealings with them. You are sanctified, you are separate unto me, you are mine." But these Israelites disobeyed that word and then did contrary to what the word said. It was only Phinehas that saw that is wrong, you don't do so. And then he executed the vengeance of God upon that fellow. And then God spoke out to Moses. He says that my covenant of peace which is with him. That's why when we obey the word of God, we have made peace with God. So he's saying that when we believe, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. For God promised that he will give his spirit to anyone that believes his word. Anyone. There's no difference. Whether Jews or Gentiles. See what he said in Galatians chapter 4, reading from verse 4. "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then are heir of God through Christ." Always through Christ. He said, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son." He said, "We become heir of God through Christ, through his word." It's a joint inheritance. God has given his son to us. Who is that son? The word he gave to us in the Bible. He says, "As many as receive him, to them he gives approval to become children of God." That we are joint heir with Christ, with one Christ, one Bible. Then everyone that believes his word has received he that gave us the word. We become inheritor of God through Christ. And then he said that when we believe, there's something that will happen to us. We will receive the Holy Spirit of the Bible. We will receive that one Spirit. He said, "By one Spirit are we baptized into one body." What body? The body of his word. That we are baptized into that body. Into the word of God. Through his Spirit. By that one Spirit of the Bible, we have access to the Father. We have access to the eternal Father. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Who is talking? The scriptures. That the scripture is the way to receive the Holy Spirit. That if we must receive the Holy Spirit and God has promised to give us his spirit, he said, "There's only one way. Continue in my word." You receive his spirit. Whose spirit? The spirit of his son. See what the Son of God said in John chapter 14. In verse 15 and 16. "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Jesus says that if you love him, keep his word. He said, if we love God, we should keep the word and the Bible. We should believe his word is what he's saying. Then the word will intercede for us. Because the word we have kept is ever living and making intercession for everyone that receives him. He said the word will be speaking on your behalf. He will be interceding for you. He said, I will pray the Father. He will pray the Spirit of the Scriptures, and He will give you that Spirit, which is the Comforter, that will abide with you forever. He says, you will receive your portion of the Holy Spirit, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You'll be filled with the Spirit of the Bible, which He said, when you continue in Him, that Spirit will come upon you. Then you now become witnesses unto Him. Witnesses unto who? To the Bible. You will preach the Word of God as the Son of God, because He is the Son of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Son of the Holy Spirit, is what we just read in 2 Peter chapter 1. That all Scriptures came by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit gave birth to every word in the Bible. He says if you keep His word in the Bible, then the word will confirm that you have kept Him by giving you His Spirit. And He will be with you forever. Who is this Comforter? The Holy Spirit. That's why He said in verse 26 of the John 14, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He said the Father will send the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in His name. Whose name? The name of Jesus. That's the name of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Holy Spirit, saith the Scriptures. So He says that if you continue in His word, you will receive the Spirit of Christ. You will receive the Holy Spirit of the Bible, and He will be with you forever. That is the Comforter. That means you will know Him. That's not going to change, because Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So because you have received He that is the truth, the true God, He says it can never change, because you have believed the truth, that the Spirit of the Bible is the true God. And He wants to fill us with His Spirit. So He promised that it is this one Spirit of Christ that came upon His apostles on the Pentecost day. And every one of them were speaking of Him. As the Scripture said, that in the last day, this is the promise, He will put His Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Whose sons and daughters? The sons and daughters of the Bible. Those whom He gave birth to. He said, born again. Not of corruptible seed, not of flesh and blood. Born by the word. Then you will be born unto God. He said, everyone that is born of Him, He put His Spirit on them. And then they become His prophets. They'll be witnesses unto Him in this world, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That the one Spirit of the Bible will come upon His children. Those whom He has given birth to. Jesus said to Nicodemus, flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. That when you are born into the sonship of the Son of God, into becoming a child of God, then you receive the seal of approval. How do you receive that Spirit of approval? He said, study to show yourself approved unto God. That you should continue in His word. That those one who look back, his soul has no pleasure in them. That anyone who put his hand on the plow should continue. And then in a short while, something is going to happen to you. That you are going to know Him, the only true God, and Jesus whom He sent. And that this Comforter is His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. He said the Father will send Him in His name, the name that is above every other name. See, wherefore God has highly exalted Him. That's why God has highly exalted the Bible, because it is this word of God that is the Lord. To the glory of God, the Father that gave the Bible to us. And that this is what He promised, that the knowledge of this Bible will be as the water covered the sea. Say here the Scriptures. That He is going to put His Spirit upon men, upon women, and they'll be talking Him on this earth. That God is a Spirit, the Holy Spirit. the one Holy Spirit of the Bible. They came upon all his prophets. They started prophesying. That's why they are called prophets. They came upon the apostles and they started speaking. That's why they are called the apostles of the Lord. St. Paul says that he is a prisoner of the Lord, apostle of the word, that he told Timothy, he said, preach the word. That when you have believed, you will receive the seal of approval, except you have believed in vain. That if you believe the word of God, God cannot lie. You must receive the spirit of the Bible. How do we know your testimony will prove? It will show that the spirit of this Bible is upon you. Jesus said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He said, if the same spirit come upon you, you speak the same. We also having the same spirit of faith, we speak the same way. That this gospel we are hearing has been preached before. But it did not profit those whom it was preached to because of unbelief. They did not believe that the scripture is the word of the Holy Spirit. That the scripture is the Holy Spirit that spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai. That it was the Holy Spirit that descended upon the mountain. The mountain Sinai was altogether on smoke, on fire. That God is the Holy Spirit. He sent Moses to go to Pharaoh. Pharaoh didn't know the Holy Spirit was speaking to him. He thought it was Moses speaking. He sent his servant. He said, go and tell them. They didn't believe. And they perish. Jesus says that there's no remedy. Anyone that resists the word of the Holy Spirit, there's no remedy. Never in this world nor in the world to come. And so he's saying to us that today, don't harden in your heart. That you are hearing his testimony again on the earth. That testimony is the testimony of this Bible. We say we are not looking for Jesus Christ. That if the Spirit of Christ comes upon you, you become his testifier among men. That is the evidence that the Spirit is upon you. And so he's saying to us that God has purpose to give his Spirit to us. Who is that God? The Word. That when the spirit of the word comes to you, comes upon you, he will give you power to be witnessing him. That power is the power of the Holy Ghost, which he said, when he comes upon Mary, that child will be formed in her. Who? The child of the Holy Ghost. Now this time around, he said, will be formed in the womb of your heart. Not in the biological womb of Mary. No, he will be formed in your heart. That Christ will dwell in your heart richly by faith. And then out of that fullness inside you will be bubbling out from your tongue. He said out of you will be flowing rivers of living water. That he was talking of the spirit of the scriptures. That they that believe on him will receive his ever flowing fountain of living water. Who is that fountain of the living water? The Holy Bible is a fountain. It is the word of life. Jesus says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit, they are living. So that because it's the Holy Spirit, he can enter you. When he enter you, he says you have the witness. That's why he says there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and his Spirit. Anyone that believes the Word will have the witness in him. Witness of who? Of the word in you. And he said, that is the seal of approval. Strive to enter in. That it is only those who believe that entered in. That many have come short of entering into his rest. That the Holy Spirit is that rest, which God says he will give to us. That he will give us rest. That he came to give us rest. What is that rest? The Holy Spirit. Is that rest? When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he will give you rest. Because that Spirit will be working for you. Saith God, because it's the Spirit that is working for God. He is the Spirit. He said, when the Spirit moved, God said that everything he has ever done was done by his Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of his mouth. The Spirit of his word. And so he's saying to us, that you need his Spirit. Jesus says that with man this is impossible. But with God all things are possible. He's talking of the Holy Spirit. That's why the prophet says that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the Spirit. By anointing. Spirit said, how is this going to happen? He said, when the Spirit come upon you, the angel said to her. when the Spirit comes. That when the Spirit comes, what God says will happen because the Spirit is the performer. It is the Spirit that performs the word, that fulfills His word, because they are His word. When He that spoke shows up, His word is actualized. We are called to inherit this blessing of God. We are called to receive this word of God. How can we receive it? He said He gave it to us through the Spirit, not through the flesh. And so He's saying to us that today, the word of God is that Spirit which God has promised. Now, He said all we need to do is stick to Him, continue in Him, follow after this word of righteousness. You can never be deceived. You can never be disappointed. That He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Jesus says, seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. Ask, you shall be given. That if we who are evil knows how to give good things to our children. They don't ask us for bread, we give stone. They don't ask for fish, we give serpent. They don't ask for egg, we give scorpion. How much more will your heavenly Father, the good Father, give you the Holy Spirit? That's His promise. So He says, strive to enter in. If you abide in Me and in My word and My Spirit abide in you, Jesus says, He says, you're free. You can go in and out and find pasture. Where is that Spirit? He says, it's in the word. And that when you come to this word of God, you have come to that Spirit, which they resisted and they rejected of old. They couldn't receive His Spirit. He said, He told Moses that they can never enter His rest. And they perish. That it was the Holy Spirit they resisted in the wilderness. It is the Holy Spirit that Adam disobeyed. It is the Holy Spirit that King Saul rejected. The Spirit departed from him. Everyone that resists the Spirit or grieve Him, He said, will depart. The Spirit of the Word will depart from that person. He'll be groping in the darkness. He won't know Him anymore. So Adam was groping in the dark. He was naked. Because the Spirit has departed. The covering has departed. The supplier has departed. The provider has departed. He is the great provider that God shall supply all you need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Well, how did He promise? He said, He will give us the Spirit of Christ. That when we now receive the Spirit of Christ, you are seed for God. You become a pillar in His house. You won't be moving again. Say this God. Which God? The true God. Who is that true God? The God of the Holy Bible. That all scriptures were inspired by God. That God is the Holy Spirit. We don't have another God. He is one Father that gave us His word, and He says that He will take the Spirit of His word and give it to us. That is the Holy Spirit. Every one of us. We are made to drink into this Spirit. Into one God, into one Father. That everyone that have drunk of Him, He said the very Spirit of God will be bearing witness with that Spirit in you, that you are His child. You will be born to God again. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.